The Holy Gospel comes from the 15th chapter of Matthew. Then he called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." Then the disciples approached him and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard you, what you said?" He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall in the pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." Then Jesus said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart comes evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile." Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the gospel of... Well, I'm wearing flip-flops today because I can, because I'm Pastor Eric, and I'm the flip-flop pastor. So just so you know, so you can think whatever you want, but I'm a big dude that is sweating, so I need to wear flip-flops until it gets cold. And then I'll wear my black shoes again. But so in today's text, there's two scenes. There's the scene with the Pharisees and the disciples and Jesus, and they're talking about things that defile. And Jesus' bottom line answer is, it's all about the heart. It's not about the rituals we do to keep things clean. Jesus says, it's deeper. It's the heart. Like in Jeremiah, the law is written on your heart. That's the deepest place in Jesus' time, where things are. And what comes from the heart, and he lists all the bad things that can come from the heart, are what defile. And then there's the good things, which are this little basket of things, of hope, and love, and laughter. Those are the good things. Those are the deep, you know, you do that deep, hearty, the biggest laugh you can do where you snortle and chuckle and you do the crazy, and you can't hardly breathe. Everybody's got a crazy laugh. And hopefully everybody has done that big old giant laugh at some point. That's what Jesus was after. And then there's this second scene, which is what I want to focus on. So here's this woman, and like many people, she comes to Jesus because she has a concern, a huge concern. Her child, her daughter, is possessed by a demon. What does that mean? It doesn't matter what it means. There's something wrong with her child. Whether it's a broken clavicle, whether it's getting an F in school. I mean, you know, if you're a parent or a grandparent or you care about children and you see children who are hurt, you want to help them. So this woman is being a great parent, a faithful parent. "Jesus, please hear my child. Have mercy on me, Son of David." And not only does she say that, but she's in a position of bowing. She's bowing to Jesus. That happens a dozen times in the Gospel of Matthew. That people, especially outsiders, Canaanite woman, back in, if you read the Old Testament through, like we did when we went through the Bible, the Canaanites, when Israel was going through the land that land and taking out people to make their own home, Canaanites was on the list of, well, when you come to the Canaanites, take them all out, leave nothing. I mean, so Canaanites are whatever you want, your favorite sinner, whatever you want, your most outside person who you think is the most marginal, worst person who could possibly be. That's who this person was. This mom was a Canaanite. And you can substitute Canaanite with whatever word describes someone that you hate or that is hated. And so she goes up and says, have mercy. Now, as I was thinking about mercy and I was thinking about her, I was thinking about, I was with somebody and we had a shake the other night at Dairy Queen. And as we went out of the shake, there's a guy with a sign. And the sign described who he was. And it was a homeless person. And I thought as I went by, how was that person different than the person who Jesus is dealing with, this woman? Is that person faithful? Is that person a Canaanite to me? Is that person someone to ignore, like, you know, you have billboards and ads all over? Is that person just like a negative ad? I don't need that ad. That's not a person. That's just something I can dismiss. Or is that a person that I need to address? Well, I'll let you think about that for a second. Back to this story. She says, have mercy on me. Nothing. Jesus says nothing. And in fact, the disciples say, can you please get rid of her? Because she is too stinking noisy. Making too much noise. Jesus, blah, blah, blah. Get rid of her. We got stuff to do. And then Jesus responds, and I think in the text you can decide whether you think this is true or not if you read the story, but Jesus responds to the disciples when he says this, not necessarily to her. We're here to do the house of Israel. We're here to do in-house Lutheran stuff. We're here to feed and help the Lutherans. That's what God has sent us to do. And so, again, the woman hears this and says, but even, and this is in master-slave language. That's what the Greek talks about, master-slave language. So she is coming to the master, to the Lord, to the Messiah. Lord, help me. Even dogs get crumbs from the master's table. Now, again, when you're reading stories and you hear it, what's the tone? I don't know. Is Jesus saying this like, get away from me, woman? Or is he just saying stuff to teach the disciples? Is he about to learn something from this woman? Is this woman maybe changing his understanding of what he's called to do by God? Those are all great questions. And I think you can come to a lot of good conclusions if you read that story. That's the beauty of great stories. That speak truth. They're going to speak truth to all of us in different ways. But what I hear is a beggar. A person pleading to God. God, help me. And I would argue all of us are there. We're all like this woman. All of us at some point have been Eeyore. All of us at some point, and if you haven't been, you may be. And if not, you're lucky. But all of us are going to be sad. And all of us are going to be in this position of, I've got nothing left, God. Help me. Help me. And I think at that moment, as Lutherans, we say, we're all sinners before God. We say that. What does that mean? That means we're just all beggars. That's what Martin Luther says. We're all beggars. God, I got nothing. Help me. And in this text, Jesus says, great is your faith. So why did he say that? Great is your faith. How can your faith be great if you're begging? If you're on your knees before God, that doesn't look great. That man on the corner by Dairy Queen, he was begging. That didn't look great to me. But here Jesus lifts this woman up. Great is your faith. And I had to write this down. This is what I think is the key insight. Faith is not that we will be with God someday. Not that we have some weird way, some great way, because we're fantastic, we're going to be with God. But I would say, but God will be with us. That's the promise of Jesus. That's the promise that Jesus has for all people. That's the promise that Jesus has for this woman. God will be with us. Vanessa and Veronica, experience God today, who is with us through this water. Simple water, ordinary water, infused with God's grace. God comes to us. God has come to you. Now, I don't know if you were begging. I don't know if you were begging to be baptized. I don't know. But that's how God comes to us, in this water. This gift of life. When Pastor Beth said, today all are welcome at this meal, we mean that. Because Beth and I believe that God comes to us in this simple meal. Just like Jesus encountered that woman, and because of her faith, because of her begging, because of her, I have nothing, but I look to you, Jesus showed mercy, and her daughter was healed. In the same way, in this meal, this bread of life, the body broken through the bread, and the wine poured, the blood of Jesus, for us. When you take this meal, that's mercy. That's mercy. That's the promise. God's mercy is for all, because we are all, like the woman, beggars. And the promise is, God comes to us this day and every day and always. God comes to us. You are all today welcome to God's table of mercy. Amen.